meeting logistics. Public is encouraged to participate in the meeting in person or by dialing the conference line or clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. Public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@dschs.org. Public may also provide comments during the public comments section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation will be provided for any individual with a disability. Please see the accommodations notice. And as required by state law, as by 6, website. Opening items. I'll call this meeting of Desert Sands Charter High School regular board meeting.
Lana just came in and said that Mr. Lott is in the building and will be here in 5 minutes and was up to you if you wanted to wait or not. I just said I would share with you that.
Okay.
Up to you if you want to move forward.
Regular board meeting operated by Desert Sands Public Charter Incorporated, the California nonprofit public benefit corporation, for Tuesday, April 21st, 2026 at 3:30 p.m. Roll call and establishment of quorum. Michael Adams is here. Ruth Newell?
Here.
Byron Smith?
Here.
Dana Clark?
Here.
And James Lott is in the building but has not gotten into the boardroom yet. Learning Center's roll call.
Thank you, Board President. This is Julie Rojas from the Charter Affairs team for the Learning Center's roll call. All Learning Centers, can you please unmute your line for the roll call? Do I have a representative for Lancaster?
Present.
Thank you. And for Lake Los Angeles?
Present.
Thank you. This concludes the Learning Center's roll call. Thank you, Learning Centers. You can place your lines back on mute.
Thank you. And may I ask you if you will please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Staff introductions.
Thank you very much, President Adams, members of the board, Learning Centers Online, and those in attendance. My name is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Shelley Haynes, School Superintendent, and Jerry Vinson will not be joining us this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Victor Nardiello, Area Superintendent.
Good afternoon. Darren Bauer, COO.
Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
Good afternoon. Alex Morris, Federal and State Programs Coordinator.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Gita Sharifi, CFO with LLAC. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Hearing none, we'll move on to item E. May I hear a motion to approve the agenda for the April 31st, 2026, regular public meeting of the Board of Directors?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. That was a motion by Ruth Newell, second by Marvin Smith. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with 4 yes votes and 1 absent, Mr. Lott. Item F. May I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the March 3rd, 2026, regular public meeting of the Board of Directors?
Second.
Thank you. That was a motion by Dan Clark, second by Ruth Newell. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with 4 yes votes with 1 absent, Mr. Lott. Item 2, Consent Agenda. All items listed on the Consent Agenda are considered by the Board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the Charter School. The Board will be asked to approve all of the Consent Agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a Board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. There are 2 items on the Consent Agenda. Number 1, the Board will be asked to approve the 26-27 Employee Handbook. Number 2, the board will be asked to approve the 26-27 parent-student handbook. Does any board member want to pull any agenda item for further discussion at this time? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve consent agenda items 1 and 2?
That's all.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. That was a motion by Margaret Smith, second by Derek Clark. And further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes with 4 yes votes and 1 absent, Mr. Lott. Number 3, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. Time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes unless a member of the public utilizes a translator in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Are there any members of the public on the line at this time who would like to make comment? Hearing none, were there any written comments submitted to the board prior to the start of the meeting?
Good afternoon. Excuse me. This is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team, here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak today.
Thank you, Shelley. Now move on to item 4, school reports and information. Item 8, finance update. Nita Sharifi.
Thank you, board. So I'd like to go over the line of credit that the school maintains. On the top portion, you see this document also in your packet, updated as of March 30th, 2026. The school maintains $4 million currently, line of credit with Hanmi Bank at 7.25%. That interest rate fluctuates with prime rate, and the expiration date is June 3rd, 2027. And we do calculate the requirements that the bank asks us to. They do review financials and the financial health of the school. And at this time, they're all good and the school is doing well. So the line of credit is active and the school can access as needed. And then on the bottom portion, you see the LLAC's update as far as the line of credit with $2 million currently at a fixed rate of 6%. And this was approved through a promissory note for this fiscal year for the school to access. And obviously, if the school needs to access any of the line of credits or any funds in the future, we would look at other options as well to ensure the school receives the lowest interest rate. But at this time, the school has not tapped into the line of credit. With that, I conclude my finance update. But if there are any questions, I'd be happy to go over with the board. Thanks.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item B, Area Superintendent Update, Victor Nardiello.
Thank you, President Adams. Good afternoon, board members. Thank you for joining us today. As our staff returns from spring break, there's a renewed sense of momentum across our schools. Our staff has been working incredibly hard to ramp things back up for our students and families, ensuring a smooth transition into this next stretch of the school year. You'll see that same energy reflected in the community events and initiatives taking shape across our campuses. From academic supports to family engagement activities, our teams are putting in the effort to make sure every student feels connected, supported, and ready to thrive. DS's charter-wide data shows our continued efforts in re-engaging students and fostering consistent academic growth. Please refer to the LP8 data report included with your board packet. As of LP8, the current enrollment stands at 592 students, reflecting an approximately 120 student decrease when compared to the same period of the previous school year. Now, this is a slight increase over last learning period, and enrollment has been holding steady over the last three LPs, and we're continuing to invest in marketing and community outreach to bolster enrollment. The overall credit completion rate is 4.27, which represents almost a full credit increase from the same learning period last year. Our core credit completion rate of 2.56 is almost a half credit increase from last year and well above the 50% mark. ADA utilization was approximately 90%, which is a little over a 1% decrease when compared with LP8 of last year, but it is right on par with our regional goal of maintaining 90% utilization. At our recent bingo-themed open house, students and families were welcomed with bingo cards designed to guide them through a tour of the campus. Each square represented a different classroom or program area, encouraging everyone to explore, meet staff, and learn more about the opportunities available throughout the school. As families visited each room, teachers filled a spot on their cards and offered small activities and demonstrations or quick conversations about what students were learning. The energy was upbeat and collaborative, with families moving from space to space, discovering new things together. Many classrooms added their own flair, mini challenges, hands-on stations, or fun facts to make the experience even more memorable. By the time the participants completed their cards, they had not only earned a full set of bingo marks, but also gained a deeper sense of connection to the school community. The event blended engagement, exploration, and a bit of friendly competition, creating a welcoming atmosphere that brought students, families, and staff together in a meaningful way. The new school School Year Planning Summit brought together educational coordinators, district leaders, and other on-site staff. The event served as a launchpad for the upcoming academic year, offering a structured space for teams to align on priorities, share innovative ideas, and build momentum. Participants began this summit with a culture-building workshop focused on the district's vision and the opportunities ahead. From there, attendees moved into a series of interactive workshops and strategy sessions centered on curriculum, student support systems, family engagement, and campus culture. Each session encouraged active participation. Teams analyzed data, brainstormed solutions, and mapped out concrete action steps to carry into the new school year. Throughout the summit, the atmosphere was energized and purposeful. Break rooms buzzed with conversation, cross-departmental collaboration, and staff left with a clear sense of direction and renewed enthusiasm. And by the end of the summit, participants had not only strengthened their plans, but also reinforced the collective commitment to creating a strong, supportive, and engaging school year for every student. As we approach the final stretch of the school year, preparations are underway for an unforgettable senior week and prom, two milestone celebrations designed to honor our graduating class and give them a joyful send-off. Senior week will feature a full lineup of theme days, special activities, and opportunities for seniors to come together and make lasting memories. Plans include spirit-building events on campus as well as other lunchtime celebrations. Throughout the week, students will have chances to reflect on their journey, celebrate their accomplishments, and enjoy time with friends and staff who have supported them along the way. The festivities culminate with the prom, an elegant evening that promises to be a highlight of the year. The event is designed to be both fun and meaningful, and a chance for seniors to celebrate together before stepping into their next chapter. Together, Senior Week and Prom create a memorable capstone to the high school experience, honoring the hard work, growth, and spirit of the class of 2026. Thank you for all your time and support of our school. And that's the end of my presentation.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item C, California Community Schools Partnership Program Implementation Grant Update. Alex Morris.
President Adams, board members, it's nice to be back here and present in front of you. This presentation will be over the CCSPP grant, the California Community Schools Partnership Program, an update for Desert Sands. Next slide, please. One more clip. So, an overview of the CCSPP grant. It's a state-funded initiative aimed at turning school sites into community hubs. Next. The four pillars are integrated student supports, family and community engagement, collaborative leadership, and extending the learning time students have on campus. Next slide. It's equitable access to resources and support for the whole student, where the student is completely supported not only with their education needs, but needs outside of the school as well. One of the things that we're doing is like a vision test. So if they can't go see an eye doctor, then they can come to the school site and get the support that they need. Right? Just one of the things that's happening in the AV region for AVLA Desert Sands. Next slide, please. So, the implementation, what Desert Sands has done this year, the money's been supporting by, we have a community liaison and a parent engagement liaison that are funded out of this grant. It's encouraged collaborative leadership through ongoing revision of needs assessments in the steering committees. The steering committees are our stakeholders, parents, community members that help us guide with what we need to do, what we need to support in the community, and what our students need. Increased professional development and increased programs and resources aimed at nurturing student success and the family engagement. Next slide, please. A budget snapshot for this year, how much has been spent, this is on salaries and non-personnel, $269,000. The remaining is $164,000 remaining to be spent this year. Probably won't spend it all by the time the year is up, so some of that money will be rolled into next year. Planned uses for the rest of the year: continued student supports, professional development for staff, community events, and personal salaries. Last slide, please. Just some of the flyers for some of the events that Desert Sands has had so far. Cecilia Rodriguez is our parent engagement liaison, right there on the left, and then a community cafe that they held for Desert Sands as well. Like I said, the vision screening is coming up shortly. Or did it already take place, Mr. Arnold? You know?
The vision screening, I'm not sure if it took place yet for the other schools.
Okay. So, yes, I don't think it's there yet. But students and their families can come in and get their eyes checked and glasses all right there in one single day and take off. It's fantastic. really excited about. So that concludes my presentation for the CCSPP grant. If there's any questions.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item D, local control and accountability plan goals and metrics. Mr. Morris.
Happy to be presenting the local control and accountability plans and goals and metrics, and then also the school survey report as well. Next slide, please. So I'm currently writing the LCAP report, and this report will help guide the school in tracking the progress and monitoring of the LCAP data over time. I've added into the report the 24-25 end of year data. Some of the data that I present to you is mid-year or LPs 1 through 7. I've also updated the LCAPs year 2. That's the data 1 through 7 that is in the report right now. And this data drives the work into what we do in the LCAP for the 26-27 school year, what we're going to try to achieve, Desert Sands is going to try to achieve next year, and with the cycle of continuous improvement. Next slide, please. The cycle of continuous improvement goes with implementing the LCAP, which is put into action. You monitor the progress, look at the data, you share the progress, like the mid-year data that I shared with this board. We gather the input from educational partners, parents, students, staffs, the annual survey. We evaluate and revise if necessary so we can continue to get better and service our students better. And then after the evaluation, this is where I am right now, we do the feedback and adoption. And then going into the next year, we start all over with implementing the LCAP. So that's the cycle of the improvement for the LCAP. Next slide, please. I'd like to share some highlights, some data, and some areas of focus for Desert Sands. Data completion overall throughout the LPs 1 through 7 is 4.15, and the English learner progress indicator, 46.2%. Again, as I said last time at the last board meeting, that is on par at the state average, right? And that puts our indicator on the CH dashboard in green, which is a great accomplishment for Desert Sands. Data area focus, reading Lexile and the math quantile scores stayed pretty much the same this year. So we did see growth there, and that's going to be an area of focus for next year. For goal 2, students will gain skills for college and career. The CA dashboard, the ELA at orange status, which was a great accomplishment, and 2% of seniors are completing A through G courses. That was a goal that was set for the three-year LCAP, and Desert Sands achieved that with 2% of seniors completing the A through G courses. Areas of focus, the CA dashboard, the math score, unfortunately, tacked back down into the red category, so that's going to be a focus moving forward for differentiated assistance. And CTE and dual enrollment, just like AVLA, the enrollment was a little down this year compared to last year. Goal 3, increased student retention. The success rate is at 95.25%. Area of focus retention rate, just like the enrollment, down significantly, 83.01%, but I know that's being addressed network-wide. Goal 4, increased educational partner engagement, as I'm about to go through with the annual survey. 99% of students and teachers feel safe at Desert Sands, and then an area of focus is always happening like participation, getting our parents into the site to help us drive what we can do to make our school better and better service to students. That concludes my LCAP presentation. If there's any questions.
Do you have any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item E, school survey report. Mr. Morris.
So for the survey, participation in the annual survey stayed about the same compared to enrollment. So the students, 607 students participated in the survey, parents, 477, which was great, a lot of parents, and staff, 91, every staff member filled it out. School leaders worked very hard to obtain input and feedback from students, parents, and the staff. So they did a great job this year getting people to take that survey. Next slide, please. School survey is important because it's a valuable tool to assist the school in comprehensive planning and reflection on current school practices, perceptions, and program offerings. The data is used to inform not only the development of the LCAP, but the local indicator, priority number 6, when it comes to school climate, is measured by this local climate survey. The state of California requires schools to use a survey like this to report on student perceptions on the school safety and connectedness. And the research has shown that positive school climate, which we definitely have in the data that we received, directly impacts indicators of success such as increased teacher retention, lower dropout rates, increased incidences of violence, decreased incidences of violence, and higher student achievement. So some highlights from the annual survey. Next slide, please. Students,
and 99.51% of students felt physically and, as I said, emotionally safe while on our site. So not only are they physically safe, they're emotionally inside with their emotions. They're feeling safe when they walk through our doors, which I think is a huge highlight. There are adults in my school I can go to for help. 98.85% feel that way and a percent favorable. And then would I recommend the school to other students my age? Percent favorable, 99.34%. So they feel safe, they have people to go to, and they recommend it absolutely, is what we're seeing, along with so many other great positive metrics from the student side of the survey. Next slide, please. For the parents, is the school environment safe? 100%. 100% percent favorable. Would I recommend the school to others? 99.37% favorable. And my child's school has adults that really care about the students, 99.58% favorable. Some great outcomes. Again, this is just the tip of the iceberg of what Desert Sands was able to achieve in the annual survey this year. Last slide, please. School staff survey report. I feel the school environment is safe at 98.9%. Last year, that was down 17%, and I remember talking to Mr. Nardiello about it. It was really eye-opening. It was at 82%. I've never seen anything like it, but action was taken, I believe, from board, from Mr. Nardiello, from the site leadership, and that increased 17%. I've never seen a jump. Not ever are we ever that low, but now it's back to where it should be, where the teachers and the staff feel safe and confident showing up to work at 98.9%. So that's great testament to the work that was put in. The school provides a quality education that focuses on academic success for each child through personalized learning, 96.7% favorable. And finally, I am confident that the school I work with, the students I work with, are making sufficient academic progress at 97.8%. So another great, great data is being received from the staff. That concludes my presentation on annual survey.
Again, any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll go on to item F, CDE notification of the 24-25 annual determination pursuant to the Individual with Disabilities Education Act and selection for 25-26 Special Education Monitoring Activities. Memory Molina.
Good afternoon, board members. In support of the implementation of IDEA, the CDE sends each school an annual determination letter indicating the school's status related to special education compliance. You've each received a copy of this letter in your board packet today. The CDE has completed its data review and identified the monitoring tier and level for compliance and improvement monitoring process for 2026. The monitoring level assigned is targeted level 3, needs assistance. Desert Sands completed its previous CIM plan in January of 2026 and will be beginning the CIM process again for this school year. We'll continue to participate in a series of informational webinars and workshops hosted by the CDE and NRSELPA that are designed to support the development and implementation of the CIM process, and we'll keep you updated as the plan unfolds. This includes my section. Are there any questions from the board?
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item G, the current vendor list.
President Adams, so the vendor list is in your board packet. It covers the time period of July 1st, 2025 to December 31st, 2025. As you can see, the list includes vendors who provide varying services, including professional development, technology, healthcare benefits, etc. We present the list to the board as an informational item twice a year for your review. So please review the list for any potential conflicts of interest. And if you have any questions, you can contact myself, legal counsel, or Jeff Martineau. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item H, the 26-27 draft board meeting dates. That is on page 275 of your board packet and shows the dates coming up for 26-27. Tuesday, September 1st at 3:30. Tuesday, October 13th at 3:30. Tuesday, December 8th at 3:30. Tuesday, February 16th at 11:30. Tuesday, March 2nd at 3:30. Tuesday, April 20th at 3 o'clock. And Thursday, June 3rd at 2:30. And same location. Action items. Item A. Board will be asked to approve the charter school's renewal application and recertification for dashboard alternative school status. Mr. Nardiello.
Board President. The CDE DOS Division recently updated its recertification instructions. The renewal application process for existing application-based DOS schools for the 26-27 accountability year and 27 dashboard is anticipated to open later this year. LEAs and schools are encouraged to regularly monitor the CDE DOS webpage for the most current information, updates, and application timelines. Due to this recent update, no action is required at this time. Staff will continue to monitor the CDE DOS webpage for the official recertification process and timelines during the 26-27 period. This item will be brought back to the governing board for review and recommended action once additional information becomes available. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
The enrollment on page 279 of 987, that seems high. That means a cumulative enrollment.
I'd have to look into it, but it probably has something to do with cumulative enrollment and our seasonal.
Oh, because of the summer.
Over the summer.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Like we're in the 500s. How good is we 900?
It might be worth looking into, though, on my end, just to make sure that that's not a typo.
And we will see item A coming back at a future date.
Yes.
Item B, board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual. Either Sharifi.
Thank you, board. So I'd like to go over to updates. It's in your packet with red line, so you see where the changes are made. The two recommendations are basically two main changes to the accounting manual. Both are meant to make transactional approvals more clear and documented, system based. First, for the checks over 25,000, the old language allowed the second facsimile signature to be used with email approval from an authorized designee. The new language replaces that email step with an approval through a microid system workflow, meaning the approval is now documented in the purchasing system rather than by separate email. Second, for purchase orders, the old language required any purchase orders over 25,000 to be reviewed and signed by a board member. The new language replaces that with a broader electronic approval workflow in microids for all purchase orders based on authorization limits. It also changes the board threshold so that only purchase orders over 50,000 are later sent to the board for ratification and signature. With these changes, the school is moving from a manual approval process to a formal electronic process that provides an audit trail while maintaining board oversight for larger purchases. I would conclude with these recommendations to the board, and thank you for your consideration. Thanks.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 5Z. Thank you. There's a motion by Dan Clark, second by Marvin Smith. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Item C, the board will be asked to approve the Declaration of Need, DON, forms as a prerequisite to the issuance of an emergency permit and or limited assignment permit for teachers at the school for the 26-27 school year per California Code of Regulations, Section 80026. Mr. Nardiello.
Thank you, President Adams. So the Declaration of Need, or DON, is an annual form submitted to the California Commission on Teacher Credentialing by local education agencies. The form contains the employing agency's estimated number of emergency permits, such as the Provisional Internship Permit, or PIP, the Short-Term Staff Permits, or SCSP, the Emergency Cross-Cultural Language and Academic Development, or CLAD Permits, and variable term waivers that will be requested during the upcoming school year. I want to emphasize that this is an estimated number, and it's perfectly acceptable for us to overestimate these. These documents allow qualified individuals to be authorized to serve in their teaching assignment while they are working towards completing their credential requirements for the appropriate teaching credential for the educator's assignment. The board is asked to approve the Declaration of Need for the 26-27 school year. Thank you.
Any questions or comments from the board?
Yes. 286, if you do that math, it's 7, but on page 288, it's 6. So is it like maybe the librarian doesn't count as a intern? I mean, I don't know.
Could be. I'd have to look into that, too. So you're saying on 286 it says...
When you do the math, 3 plus 2 plus 1 plus 1? Mm-hmm. 7. But on 288.
It adds up to 6.
It says 6.
That's okay. Probably just a miscalculation.
Yeah. Thank you for catching that.
We'll get back to you.
Yep.
We'll check it now.
Any other questions or comments from the board?
Is there any kind of mentoring or program that goes along with them to guide them into clearing their credential after they have gotten their preliminary?
Yeah, so we actually have induction. We run it through, I think it's Riverside County that does our induction program for them. So, there are those that are available. Riverside,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we do contract with them to provide that support and service to our staff members.
We also contract with LLAC, too, who has a credentialing department that we utilize. So they send, you know, like updates on what you need to do next and who you need to be in touch with. So LLAC provides us.
And to add one more thing, we do it for our administrators as well, from them clearing their credential. And that's done through Palmdale School District.
8 years to become a teaching room.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 5C? Thank you. That was a motion by Marvin Smith, second by Dana Clark. Any further discussion?
Will the form change after approval to either 6 or 7?
Should.
I mean, do you need to finalize it? I mean, we'll approve it, but fix the math if needed.
Get it fixed, yeah.
Or a comment, whatever.
I don't know that needs to come back to the board. If we can just make a note that we'll double check the math and change it accordingly.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Item 6, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you, President Adams. You know, I really appreciate these reports, and thank you guys for putting together. I'm trying to put them all into one place now as I think about it, that over the years, watching desert sales grow and improve and improve, and maybe your population changes, but your drive does not. You know, these programs that you have, the open houses where the families come in and the students come in, the projects that get these kids into the educational environment, the activities that go on for them now, their seniors' proms and their programs they're having. You know, I hear the term charter school, and, you know, just a charter school. No, we're not. We are a community school. We are their local school. We are these kids' school, and it happens because of you people here that make them feel that they belong. The glasses, that means that those kids feel somebody cares about them. And we know we do care about them, and thank you for what you do. And thank this board for staying on top of it and making sure all of us are in line. Back to you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Ms. Haynes?
Yeah, I very quickly looked up the DON. We're going to go with 7 instead of 6, so we'll just update the notes to say 7. We're going to go with the greater of the two numbers because, as Vic mentioned in his report, we're not held to hire that many. We just like to aim high so that way we're covered, so we're going to go with 7 so the notes can reflect that.
Thank you.
Thanks for catching our math.
Nothing else for that.
Ms. Thompson? Any board member have any questions or comments? Okay, let's move on to item 7, closed session. We'll be adjourning the open public board meeting to go into closed session for public employee performance evaluation under Government Code Section 54957B1, title superintending. This time I'd like to request a motion to adjourn the open public board meeting, go into closed session for that item. May I hear a motion?
So moved.
There's a motion by Ruth Newell, second by Dana Clark. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. We are now going into closed session.
Professor, good to go.
Okay, report of action taken on a motion by Dana Clark, second by Marvin Smith, on a 5-0 vote. The board voted to adjourn the closed session and reconvene to the open public board meeting. No action was taken on the one item listed for the closed session. Item 8, closing items. Next regular board meeting date is June 4th, 2026 at 2:30 p.m. May I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
There's a motion by Bruce Newell, second by Dana Clark. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. We are adjourned, everyone.